Dan. Thanks to Dan for making time for us yesterday. And I just got an email to Kathleen@kbbi.org from Dan, who is multitasking right now on a Zoom meeting up the peninsula. He wanted to clarify that number 5 plastics, what the question the listener was asking, number 5 plastics are like clamshells for sandwiches. And they plastics themselves are recycled out of our landfill and sent to the lower 48. But there is no market to recycle the number 5 plastics like clamshells for sandwiches. So thanks so much to Dan Court for making time for us. I want to get back to Randy Arndt and Alex Ravello from the Kenai Peninsula Borough Resilience and Security Commission Solid Waste Committee. There was lots of good information in that interview, but I want to find out if the commission, let me start with Randy, is it the job of the commission, or have you taken it upon yourselves to seek development of things like glass and wood chips to develop products and find a market? Is that something that you're interested in doing?
Yeah, this is part of our quandary we're trying to struggle with here. We don't have a lot of direction. We're kind of self-directing ourselves in these areas. And excuse me. What we're trying to do is create a scenario in which we lower the amount of stuff that goes into the landfill, however that works, whether it's recycling, repurposing, composting, whatever that is, because the main cost, I think it came out in Dan's interview, and all the stuff that he shared with you is only a part of what's going on. And one of the main costs is there's the management, but there's also the trucking. They truck all of our stuff from here to Salatna, and that's a big part of it. So what we're trying to do is figure out how the community can actually deal with it instead of just dumping it at the landfill and saying, you guys deal with it. It's a situation in which we're trying to create a scenario where the communities say, well, it's ours, let's deal with it ourselves. And I think that's a fair way of looking at it. It's awful easy to pull in and just throw it in the box that has a sign that says recycle and then turn and leave and never think of it again. But then feel like you did your part. And I don't think that's doing our part. I think doing our part is looking at this. I was one of the ones pushing for the wood for the composting. And once I seen the numbers, I realized that was out of it. And that's part of this, what's going on here is this mass education of all the different people involved and trying to see how that we work. I mean, obviously you can mulch things, you can do different things, but we're not set up for that. And part of what we're trying to do is create scenarios in which private or non-profit, whatever you want, grabs a hold of some of this stuff and runs with it and creates a market for it. I think Dan alluded to the fact that the borough doesn't make any money. It merely pays for itself. It loses money on some things, but it's trying, I think, within the parameters of its ability as a government agency to do certain things. I think we all know that government doesn't always do things, everything well. It does some things very well and some things it doesn't. And so I know I'm rambling here.
No,
but
that's all right. I have 2 callers on the line, but if you want to finish your thought, you go right ahead because I'm going to have you finish your thought, see if Alex has any comments on what she heard during Dan Court's interview, and then we're going straight to the callers. But I do want you to finish your thought. That's Randy Arndt. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's my thinking. We have multiple people and groups in every community on their own struggling to do some of these things. What I'd like to see is a community-based, it could be peninsula-based, but I'm thinking more of community-based groups that, you know, they have no political context. Their context is Homer, say, and recycling and composting. And from that, all these people that are out there trying to do all this stuff can kind of come together and feed off each other. There are people that are willing to pick up and recycle. There's just a lot of stuff going on. And for me, I see our job is to help facilitate that and then pass information on to the borough assembly, because that's really all that we can do. We have no powers whatsoever. We're merely a advisory committee.
Well,
what we can do is we can't.
You You have power as an organizer, as an organizing body, and to inform people and get them going. I want to stop you right there just for a minute, Randy, and include Alex Ravello. Alex, is there anything that you heard that you feel like you want to comment on in Dan Court's interview before we move on to the callers?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. I think the best way we can help the borough and help the community is, as Randy said, bringing people together, getting information out. We're an advisory commission, so we can advise the assembly on where they need to put in some effort. And I think as another goal, we can also just kind of create that connection between the assembly and the community. So that's why we hold these open meetings for people to be a part of this. And so whatever we advise to the assembly, it is a community effort. And I think we're going to have a lot more buy-in and we'll be a lot more successful if local community members are involved and interested and are supporting these efforts.
Thanks. That's Alex Ravello from the Solid Waste Subcommittee of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Resilience and Security Commission. Assembly Member Willie Dunn is on the line, I believe. Willie, are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Kathleen. Thanks for inviting me to speak to you this morning. And I want to thank Randy and Alex also. The Resilience and Security Commission is practically brand new. They just started meeting in November, and they're doing some fantastic work in their efforts to help the materials from the landfill. That's one of their primary purposes that were assigned to them, along with a number of other things that we developed at the assembly, developed the commission. So I want to thank them quite a bit. Just wanted to briefly mention a few things. First of all, I'm
Willie, get close to your mic because we're having a difficult time understanding you.
Okay. Is this any better?
That is much better. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway, I'm getting a little feedback here, so it's a little difficult on my end too. But I'll just briefly mention a few things. I am the assembly liaison with the commission, so I try to keep in close touch with what they're doing. And as I mentioned, diverting waste from the landfill is one of the primary objectives that the commission deals with. So as far as reducing, reusing, repurposing, recycling, I think that's one way to divert waste. As was mentioned, Seward, Sterling have some private efforts going. And that's really exciting. I think Randy's effort to get communities involved is really, really important. For example, borough-wide, lots of different things going on that I was unaware of, but by having our commission meet with different communities, I learned that in Soldotna, the central hospital is actually segregating food waste and pick up food waste from the hospital and deliver it to a local farm. It's used for chicken feed, and I thought that was really a great initiative. And just learning about ideas of what's going on in our communities can help us bring those ideas to our communities. The borough had tried to do food waste composting program for several years, and it fell apart a couple of times because of insurance requirements. But when you get communities doing it on their own, as Randy said, it can sometimes be much more efficient than trying to get governments involved. As far as the woody debris, there is that debate over whether to chip and shred, burning it, and there are costs involved with chipping and shredding, but about external cost of burning, the air quality issues.
Well, also, I believe because of the burn ban.
The commission is just doing some excellent work. I just want to commend them highly and absolutely appreciate everything they're doing. And they're just getting off the ground. Great things from the commission and from this subcommittee.
Thanks. That's Assemblymember Willie Dunn, who is the Assembly liaison to the Resilience and Security Commission. I also have a caller, I think, on line one. Caller, are you there?
Hey, good morning, Kathleen.
Hey, go ahead.
This is Dale Banks calling. I do have some feedback. I'm going to try to adjust that. Is that any better?
How about now? You sound good. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So I've been involved with recycling and composting for years around humor and advocating for it. I have a few comments to make about what I heard Jan Port say. One thing, they just kind of set off the cuff about recycling items that maybe are hard to find a market for. He kind of used the term no value for recycling those items. There is a value because everything is diverse from the landfill, so it's the borough money and things of deferred costs for new landfills. So I think that's a problem with an attitude or perception about recycling some of these values.
I have you breaking up a little bit, Dale. I want to repeat back. You're talking about reusing.
I'm sure I'll pick up the speaker there, but
oh, okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better. Don't use your speaker.
Okay. I'm trying to avoid the feedback that's coming through my phone. I'm hearing myself talk.
How about now?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you very much, Kathleen. Okay. He said something else about no market for, I think, for film and bags. And as far as I know, the Valley Citizens for Recycling Solutions up in the Valley actually accepts like stretch wrap and plastic bags and stuff. And what happened down here was the market was not easily accessible. So kind of an inaccuracy for that. You know, I think the whole way that the solid waste is set up here is really the problem. It's funded by property taxes, you know, and it's not funded by the amount of waste that you throw away. So most municipalities have it set up a lot differently. We're one of the few that does it this way. Most places have a tipping fee that funds solid waste. I think that volunteer recycling is great. There's a lot of good people in town that want to sort their recyclables and do the right thing. But when it comes down to it, our recycling rate is under 3%. So it's horrible and frustratingly horrible. The national average is like 35% or something like that. So I think what we actually need is to change the whole structure. So we need tipping fees. We need mandatory recycling. We need composting. We need a different mindset at the borough. So I want to thank these two panelists for being on the Resilience and Security Solid Waste Committee, because you have kind of a big job in front of you if you want to really truly accomplish significant change. It's going to take, I think, some of these things that I suggested. So
I'd
like to hear their opinions
okay.
on that stuff.
Thanks. That's Dale. Thanks, Dale, for calling. I want to get to Randy Arndt and Alex Ravello. Randy, I don't know if you guys heard that because I was trying to solve a feedback problem. But one of the things that Dale brought up is that... Okay, so the one of the things that Dale brought up is that the recycling in the borough is funded by property taxes. And that is not the way a lot of different places do it. Is that something that the Resilience and Security Commission, the Solid Waste Subcommittee, is aware of? And is it a goal for you, or is it something that you're looking into?
Yeah, this is what I would say about property taxes. Everybody that pays property taxes, I believe, want to have a say in where it goes. And yes, there is set dollars. Say $100 that come into the borough, they spend that running the borough in various ways, and we can take more money and put it to the recycling side of things. Which it's obviously listening to me, I'm on board with this, but we'll just take it away from road maintenance, or we'll take it away from something else. And so, I agree, but I think it's always better handled by the public or by privately than it is by the government. Just a mindset. And that's why it's also when somebody has a little skin in the game, it's done faster and easier. And that's kind of my approach and why I like to move it into the community. And I missed pretty much everything Dale said. And so I'd like to chat with him later. He can, you know, chase me down. I'm always interested to input.
Okay. And then another thing that I'm going to ask Alex to comment on, and then Randy, you can as well, if you like, is another thing that Dale was talking about was that right now on the borough that we recycle about 3% of our recyclables on the borough, and that the national average is over 30%. So Alex, is the Solid Waste Commission looking at ways or making recommendations for ways to improve that average?
Yes, absolutely. That's high in our priority list is increase the recycling, reduce the waste that is going into the landfill, save money, get community members involved. And as we're doing that, I think the process is reaching out to the community, but seeing how the borough can support these efforts without costing more money to the borough and taking from the budget, finding ways where they can provide support where they already have the infrastructure or they have the personnel by either writing grants. They have the a person that writes grants for the borough. So in those ways, we can tap into the resources the borough has without really trying to use more of their budget.
Thanks for that, Alex. Now, I have a question here that I believe is pretty much exclusively for Randy. Mark emailed to Kathleen at kbbi.org and asked about, he has a question about the viability of heat pump technology in Homer, air to water and air to air. Is it currently competitive with the cost of natural gas? And does it currently compete with the cost of diesel? He wants to know if there's a vision of a more aggressive net metering where homeowners can bring down their carbon footprint and bring down their electricity costs. Can you speak to that, Randy?
Yeah, I can, but I'm not sure this is the appropriate place because I actually sell them. And
oh, okay.
Them.
Well,
and the answer is pretty, yeah, the answer to that is yes. And best thing to do is just contact me personally.
Okay. And, do you have a business, what's the name of your business so that Mark, it's Mark from Stellar Air who's asking.
Okay, I guess if it's cool to give it, I'll give it. I don't know if this
sure,
is a
Sure, go ahead.
But it's just Alaska Geoenergy, and I install air source and ground source heat pumps, and so Alaska Geoenergy.
Thanks for that. Now, there's another thing that I heard in the pre-interview. And when Dan Court from the borough landfill said, or borough solid waste said that Homer is, you know, running out of land at their landfill and they're going to have to seek new land, I think you were at, Randy, you were at the agricultural subcommittee meeting last night for the Resilience and Security Commission and said you found that there's a lot of state land that needs to be claimed by the borough. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I'm about to get into compost.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this because I was kind of told to tone it down a little bit. But yeah, there's still a lot of state land that's owed to the Kenai Peninsula Borough. And I would love to see through the agricultural thing or through this thing, what originally got me started was, well, maybe the borough could trade some land with the state. The borough only has so much land and the state has much more. I think the actual private owned land in the state of Alaska is less than 1%. And I thought, well, maybe we could trade it. Well, it turns out that the state actually owes the borough a lot of land. And I would like to see that. And maybe this could be part of that. I don't know. I just found out that it was last night. I think it was last night or the night before at a meeting. And so I'm kind of new to it, but it's got a fire going under me. And I, like I said, I'll probably step on some toes. But yeah, I think if the, you know, this could play into this, and it would make, might be something that, you know, that Dan can use too in this search.
So it's time to turn our attention to compost, because we're just about time to wrap up here, and we haven't really discussed it yet. And I know, Randy, that this is one of your main interests, is getting compost, community compost going. Can you talk a little bit about that? And then I'm going to ask Alexandra.
Yeah, one of the big things that we're doing is there's a huge amount of household waste going up into the transfer station and having to be trucked to Soldotna. You know, most all of that, or a large percent of that, could actually be handled here locally, either through a person composting it, way on the assembly, or excuse me, on the commission, who actually has got what's called a biogas thing that builds, takes that and does it for the home and actually makes natural gas. And there's just so much things. And what I'm thinking is part of this overall thing is maybe it's just a neighborhood thing. Maybe somebody in a neighborhood or a subdivision could be the person that does the composting, and everybody else in the neighborhood, instead of throwing in their trash and hauling it to the dump, could actually bring it to somebody in the neighborhood or bring it to there somewhere. And in the end, what you end up getting out of it is that person most likely is going to have lots of compost, and you're going to get some compost back. And the best compost you can buy is not in a bag at Home Depot. It's the stuff that was produced here, because the bacteria and the fungi in it are local bacteria and fungi, which will act in the soil. And I'm just a big fan of that, because I think it's so important. And out of that, the better the compost, the more the microbes in the soil are able to process the nutrients and then feed it. And so as we're also trying to grow more here in Homer, the quality of it goes up. And so we don't have to truck in. You can completely get off of any type of commercial fertilizer and get right back into using, you know, this whole repurposing thing, where we're repurposing plants and foods with bacteria that's local, a fungi that's local. And so in the end, it's a big plus for us. And it's just that people have to buy into it and jump into it. And we're trying to bring those people together. You know, we got the high tunnelers. We got more high tunnelers on the peninsula than anywhere else in the country. That brings our level of our farmers markets up. I mean, we're just getting good product. We can make it better. And that's my whole, and at the same time, we're reducing the cost of the borough having to truck that waste up somewhere else. And so that's my big driving thing, whether it's the recycling side or whether it's the composting side. It's just this community stepping up and doing it. And part of the problem, we have a lot of people who are working hard at this, but they have nobody out there. And I guess I took it upon us is that we were going to be the central house of putting people together and providing people who are interested in that. There are people willing to go around and pick up electronics. There are people willing to pick on electrical things, washers, dryers. There's people who are willing to do plastic. I mean, there's just so much stuff out there, but nobody knows. And so I see that as part of our commission. I'll shut up.
Okay. Well, that's Randy Arndt and Alex Ravello. I know there is a meeting tonight of the Resilience and Security Advisory Commission. It's tonight at 6, and you can get a Zoom link on the borough website. So will the solid waste subcommittee, will they be reporting during that meeting?
Yes, we will be reporting, and we held last week a public meeting, and I'll present the notes to the rest of the committee from that meeting, because we got a lot of really valuable information from community members. Adding to the reducing food waste, Soldotna, their goal is to have 200 households, adding to this chicken feed project, and that would take out around 30,000 pounds of food waste that's going into the landfill currently. So I feel like that's a really great initiative. And so that's just one example of the things that we've learned from community members and organizations that are doing things kind of individually. And so as Randy has kind of pointed out, is that we kind of need a node or just a central point for each community to kind of bring together all these interests and these initiatives so they can work together and get better results and be more successful. So that's, I think, one of our biggest take-home messages, I think, from our public meeting.
Well, thanks so much. That's Alex Ravello from the Solid Waste Subcommittee of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Resilience and Security Commission. The Resilience and Security Commission does meet tonight. You can find a Zoom link on the borough website through the planning department. Also, on that page, which lists all members of the security and the Resilience and Security Commission, it's a good way for anyone who's interested in learning more, in getting involved, someone who has input or feedback. There are emails, email addresses, and phone numbers straight down the line for every person on the commission, including Randy Arndt and Alex Ravello, who are our guests today. Also, it is my understanding that the commission is looking for a youth member. There is the deadline for a young person who might like to apply to be a member of the Resilience and Security Advisory Commission is March 15th. So that's coming up in 5 days, if anybody else is interested. And Randy, do you want to, we've got just two minutes. If you want to take a minute, if you have any final comments, we'd like to hear from you. And I'll ask Alex the same question in a minute.
Yeah, I would just say that it's pretty obvious that I'm excited about what our group is doing, but there are other groups. There are the groups for the agricultural. The borough is actually looking at making borough land available to farmers, ranchers, people who want to raise things. Now, we're working on that. That's an exciting thing, I think. And then another subgroup that we have is the energy efficiency of the creating best practices for people building. Some people can figure it out and some people don't get it. And then also within our schools and stuff, you know, creating buildings that they don't take, you know, if you can cut, another way to make money is if when you build something, if you can cut the cost of the energy by 30, 40, 50, 60, 70%, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars that can be saved and put into other things. So we're really kind of open to direction. We're kind of struggling to get ourselves put together because we are new. Most of us are not, you know, we're not normally in this kind of situation, but we're trying, and I think the commission as a whole is doing quite well.
So, Randy, I'm going to stop you there because I am running out of time. Alex, do you have any final comments or an invitation for people to join the meetings or whatever you'd like to say?
Yes, I thank you for letting everyone know about the youth position. That would be really exciting. I think getting young people involved in these types of initiatives is going to take us a long way. And a last tiny plug is that number 5 plastics can be recycled here or taken to sustainable wares in Homer. And also in Seward, one of the dispensaries is taking number 5s. So perhaps that can be another thing we can do locally to recycle those plastics.
Okay, thanks. That's Alex Ravello and Randy Arndt from the Kenai Peninsula Borough Resilience and Security Commission Solid Waste Subcommittee. There is a meeting tonight of the Security Commission at 6:00, and you can Zoom in by get the link at the borough website. I'm Kathleen Gustafson. This has been The Coffee Table. Thanks to Dale Banks from Loopy Lupin and Assemblymember Willie Dunn for calling in. The time is 10 a.m. Line 1 Health from the Alaska Public Radio Network is coming up next. Good morning.